Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on at home. Also, the final day of school for a lot of kids around the Atlanta metro.
Man.
So good luck, parents. Summer starts tomorrow. Good morning to you, Randy. How are
you? What's happening, man? It's amazing how they pop out of bed on the last day, dog.
No,
it's just like they came downstairs. I didn't have to get nobody. Well, he's gotten better as the year's gone. Oh, but he's up early this morning. Like, you know, what's up, Dad? No book bag today. I'm like, all right, my boy, no problem, man. But everything was smooth. Even the drop-off line, it was going fast today. It was just a beautiful day coming off a late. We had a late night because Kai graduated last night.
Congratulations to Kai.
Freaking perfect. It was just, I had such a good time watching my baby cross that stage and cheering for her. And, you know the whole, hold your applause to the end and everything like
You're
that.
You're not really a hold my applause to the end guy.
You know, and so, but the funny thing is when they started, Andy, I swear to you, Andy, when they started, because she was one of the first ones, because she's an undergrad. So when they first started, the first little girl went up, nobody clapped. And I was like, oh, they're going to abide by this.
Huh. Yeah. You got some rule followers.
I was like, oh. And then, of course, you know, that damn Angel McMichael. So the next couple of people, nobody, and so the next person, I'm here, mama, yeah!
Just for a random person?
Yes.
That's funny.
Yes. And so.
And she's the only one?
Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's
but eventually,
so
it got more and more cheers for your kids. And like Kai's mom family, they're real reserved.
People just didn't want to be the first family to do it. So that sucks. Like the first five kids didn't get any cheers.
Yeah. And like Kai's mom and their friend, they're real reserved and everything. And so my family, we are. And so we were on different sides because we got there kind of late. And so when Kai came up, you know me, and I had a video, but damn it. Me recording videos of my kids doing good stuff, I never get the video because I'm jumping up and down. So the whole video is me jumping up and down and screaming. But yeah, it was a perfect night, man. I'm so proud of my baby. And next stop, UGA, man.
Yeah, that's right.
My mom was like, "Mama, just meet random people." Like, yeah, that's my grandbaby Kai, and this is my grandson Isaiah, and this is Samson, and that one right there, that's Sebastian. That's my baby right there. Like the whole just talking.
Everybody met him.
Just talking to random folks, and then she tapped the woman. Which one's your baby? Thompson. Okay, we'll make sure we cheer for him. Like this is my mom at the graduation. Just meet random folks in around us. But yeah, it was a perfect night, man. And again, proud papa moment.
Absolutely.
Last day of school, like you said, getting ready, summer camps and all that other stuff. And that's I'd rather pay for school than go to the damn camps. Like, what?
I know.
Like, really?
They're expensive. The hours are weird.
Yes.
Like, I mean, they only last a week, so then the next week you got to come up with something else.
Exactly.
Like, we're lucky this summer because the daycare that they go to and the pre-K is at the daycare, they do a summer thing.
Right.
So we're just going to keep them there. And the only thing that sucks is if you could do a half day, the weekly cost for a half day, like if you just did half days, all 5 days, is $75.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. Yeah. For a whole week?
Yeah.
If you do full days, the cost for the full week is like $300, which still isn't that bad
right.
compared to some of the other options. But like, that's a real big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
75 is not half of 300.
No.
You know? It's a quarter of it.
He's doing a lot of sports camps this summer, so that's the one. I'm like, all right, dog. Yeah, all right, man. They're like, but you know about them sports camps. Like, damn. All right, long, I mean, because it's better than him sitting at home all
yeah,
day.
Absolutely.
And everything like, because he had his phone taken away, so he gets his phone back today.
Already?
Yeah, I mean, dude. I'm telling you, man.
Got it.
Him and them damn little girls, man. So, yeah, mama had to take his phone, so he gets his phone back today.
That's the part of it that, yeah. you know.
And
like,
so him sitting at home all day looking at TikToks and talking to girls, I mean, I don't mind, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
He has one.
Can you imagine?
He has one camp.
Having a cell phone at that age.
He's going to be ticked off because it's an academic for 1 week this summer. He's pissed.
Yeah, you got to mix it in.
Yeah, he's real pissed about that.
You got you know.
But he'll get over it.
We get football, we'll do some fun stuff,
yeah.
and then we got to do
yeah,
a little man. Science.
Yeah, he'll get over it.
A little science camp.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough time to wait before we talk about the disappointing re-debut of Spencer Strider last night.
I'm disappointed or not surprised. I'm not surprised.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed for a couple of different reasons. I mean, first of all, he didn't pitch good. I'm disappointed because of that.
Right.
Second of all, just because it seemed like it got to him a little bit. Like, he was going bad in the first inning, and then maybe him and Murphy got a sign mixed up. I don't know, but it went to the backstop, and a run scored off of it. Later in the game, bad pickoff throw to first. It just seemed like some of, like, the what was happening with his pitching was affecting everything
right.
that was going on with him. And he tends to be a pretty, like, mentally tough dude,
right.
I feel like.
Right.
But it seemed like it was bothering him last night. So it wasn't just physical. It was mental, too. And then he talked about it after the game. We'll get to that a little bit later. Very honest about the performance. But, like, yeah, I don't know. I was disappointed. I was looking forward to seeing Spencer Strider pitch, and that wasn't Spencer Strider.
No.
That was some other guy.
I just think he looked – because I had to watch it again. I had to watch it this morning. To me, he looked like a guy who ain't pitched in a long time.
That's true.
And he looked like a guy who lost some rhythm from the first start this season and then missing all that time and having to kind of – because he did – how many assignments did he have?
Not a ton,
you know,
between the first start and this start.
Yeah, it just felt – to me, he looked like a guy who was still rusty. And
yeah.
You saw that and because we all know he's a much better pitcher than this. He knows he's a much better pitcher than this. But to me, it just looked like a guy who – was maybe pressing too
mm-hmm.
because he is Spencer Strider, and one thing, he's a perfectionist and all these different things. He trusts everything about his ability. And a lot of times when you have that kind of trust in your ability, it's not going right. You try to do more than you should. And that would look like to me. It sucked because why the Nationals stink.
They're not good.
Yeah, they stink. And this guy that pitched yesterday, yeah, he stinks. You know, and so for them not to get a win and help him out even more. You know, because sometimes you need your teammates to pick you up sometimes, especially when you're having a rough day like he did. But, I mean, I just could look forward to more and more sessions with him out there and about like how Chris Sale started off the year.
Yeah. No, that went through my mind.
Yeah.
Was it took him 4 or 5 starts to really kind of look like himself. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's what Spencer Strider does also. You know, some of the comments after the bullpen session of his velocity not being there. Well, it wasn't there last night either.
No.
I mean, he got it up, I think, in the first inning, might have touched 97 once.
Right.
But for the most part, he was living right around 95, 96.
Right.
And for the type of pitcher that he is,
he's 97 all the time.
Yeah, he's got to be 98, 99, 100. Like that's what he does. And then all of his other stuff sort of comes from there. Like all the secondary pitches are set up by the fastball. And when the fastball is not elite, all the other stuff, I mean, his stuff just wasn't, you know, what you're used to it being. And again, you're right. Like he hasn't pitched really for a year other than that one start. So it's not surprising that it looked like that, but I don't know. We waited so long to see it, and then he pitched once, and then we had to wait so long to see it again, and it was like all this buildup, and then the first inning, they're down 3-0.
Yeah.
It's like, well, damn. that happened quick,
yeah.
And he's all mad. You know he's mad, and he, like, tucks his shirt into the front hard? Like, that's his – everybody has a different mad
thing. He's a mad tucker.
He's a mad tucker, man. Like, everybody has a different mad thing that they do.
Right.
But his mad thing is his shirt comes untucked just a little.
Right.
And he wants that thing stuffed down in there.
I never noticed
tucks
that.
It hard.
I noticed he screams in his mitt.
Yeah, he did that.
Yeah, he screams in his
that.
Mitt.
And he just, like, you know, he tenses up a little bit. You could see it on his face right. a little bit more. But just watch next time if he gets into a tough spot. Oh, dude, tucking
mad,
that jersey
the
in
mad
hard,
tucker.
Man. Yeah.
The mad tucker.
Yeah, so anyway, that game wasn't great.
No.
It would have been helpful if the offense showed up for more than one inning also. They scored all three of their runs in the second inning, and then everybody was kind of, it's the thing that they do. Like, either they wait to the eighth to get going, or they score a couple of runs early outside of the series in Boston, where they, like, put together a couple nice at-bats and a little rally, crooked number in the second to tie the game up, and then everybody's like, yeah, we're good.
We're all right. All right, here we go.
We're good.
This carry on to multiple innings. You know, there's still more innings to play in this ball game, so maybe – you know, not stretch it out because it's only three. But, like, maybe do some more in all those different
things. A little insurance run.
You know, just a little bit.
Add to it.
We talk about insurance runs all the time here.
So much for comfortably above 500.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you lose one and you're back to 500, you probably weren't comfortably above 500.
Well, they made comfortably below five.
They were.
Real comfortable
down there. Yeah, they were. Yeah. There was plenty of room.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah. So, we need to get more. Don't let the damn Nationals win this damn series. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's lead their comfortable, meaning let's win these last two games.
Would two be comfortable for you?
Andy, you say beggars can't be choosers?
No, that's true.
Yeah. Let me get a little cushion that if you lose a game, you ain't right back where you started.
Smith Shaw on the mound today. It's early, but I saw a little like odds breakdown of NL Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. Smith Shaw, odds on favorite currently to win NL Rookie of the Year.
He's been really good.
You know who's second? Drake Baldwin.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, both of them been good.
Remember a couple years ago when I did it? Did Strider beat Harris or did Harris beat Strider?
Strider beat Harris.
I don't remember who won it, but it was the two of them.
Mike won it?
Mike won it.
Okay, I don't know.
But they were going neck and neck for Rookie of the Year that year, so maybe we might have a situation like that again. And the good news today, too, is probably get Drake Baldwin in the lineup because they got a lefty starter.
That's what I was going to say.
Sorry, they got a right-handed starter.
I was going to say, is this his day?
Should be.
All right, man. So now, because he's been so good, are we having too big of expectations? So we expect him to go 3-for-4 today?
No.
Okay. All right. That's all. I mean, he's been unbelievable, but, you know, there's ebbs and flows.
No, absolutely. But what I expect is, and, you know, my expectation doesn't matter because Alex Anthopoulos came on the radio station yesterday and said what they were going to do.
Right.
But I just want him to ride the hot streak as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And they're not.
I got a question because early in the year when he came up starting, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they faced a lefty, did Chadwick start?
He would still start sometimes just because, you know, it's not the same.
Okay.
That wasn't really, you don't want Chadwick to hit
that's
much.
Yeah, I was curious about that. But I understand why you do because you got Sean Murphy here. But he did bat against lefties when he started off the year before Sean came back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All yeah. Right. But, you know, Sean's not Chadwick.
That's right? True. Yeah. But I was thinking about that when I was riding home yesterday listening to the boys. I was like, hold on. I know they played some left-handers before Sean Murphy mm-hmm. came back when this young kid was.
Numbers were actually okay.
Okay.
Like, they were okay.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, he's much better against right-handed pitching. So, should be in the lineup today. Smith Shaver on the mound. Sale tomorrow. Hopefully he can take the final 2 out of 3 in the series and back to a couple games over 500 before you come home and take on the Padres. Ronald Acuna played last night as well. Leadoff single. He went 1-for-2. The game was shortened by rain for the Stripers. He was picked off of first base
after
the single.
I have a question because he's wearing a knee, like a brace, like a black knee pad. Did anybody notice that? Because I saw it. I think I looked at it when we went up there to see him, when we saw him. But then I saw it yesterday or the day before, and it looked like, I was like, is that? Because it don't look like a knee brace. Mm. It looks like a skater knee pad.
Yeah.
And so I was like, is that for protection?
I don't know. I'll tell you this. If he does that and plays well, you're going to see a lot of kids in Little League around the Atlanta area wearing like a knee pad. Was it a cool color?
It's black.
Oh, it's just black.
Yeah.
Because these pads have like the Venezuelan flag color, which is cool.
Hey, little Johnny, you are not from Venezuela.
You're not Venezuelan.
Okay. Mom, I want it. Little Johnny, are you from Smyrna?
There's no need to wear a knee pad. We got a lot of Venezuelans in Smyrna.
Not like little Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny, but it's J-H-O-N-N-Y.
Okay.
Like, there was Johnny Peralta
back
in the day.
How about,
I don't know if he's
Venezuelan. Preston?
A lot of Prestons. Yeah. Now, that's more, you got to drive north into Marietta for more Prestons.
All right, we got a Branson playing for Georgia. Stewart, what are you?
Or an E. I don't know. Where's Johnny Peralta from? Dominican Republic. Dang it. Almost nailed it. We'll come back and get to what's trending here on a hump day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I mean, I
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't enjoy failing, and certainly not at the expense of the team. We sent a pretty good guy down that was supposed to pitch in my spot, so you know that's not lost on me. And you know that's kind of the nature of the game. I think it's important to have that perspective that you know the goal is to win, and that takes 26 guys, and the guy who's starting the game on the mound is a big component and going out and winning every day. And so, you know, if I can't be better, I don't need to be out there.
Yeah, there's Spencer Strider. Some honest assessment of his start last night. He certainly did not do a ton to help the team win last night. That's for sure. Put him in a big hole, giving up four runs in the first two innings. They talked about, look, Bryce Elder got sent down so I could pitch, and he was pitching really good. So that sucks too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go back out there in 5 days and hopefully do better. But, you know, I don't think that he's on that list of guys that are start to start. I think he gets to kind of work through it.
Oh yeah,
but I like that mentality though.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it, man. I mean, you know, nobody's harder on an athlete than themselves, especially when you're a realist and know that. Especially when you're a great player and you're just not up to snuff. You know, I always use the reference when North Dallas Ford is one of my favorite football movies, and they bench Nick Nolte, and the guy receiver dropped the ball, and he's like, "Drop it." Elder's up there like, see? Yeah, see?
Yeah, so I don't have electric stuff.
See? Yeah.
But
see?
I was going
six. Is he leaning back like how Shannon Sharp does with that leaning point?
Yeah. See?
Yeah. Yeah. I know he's not doing it.
Probably not, but
I know he's not doing
it. At least like a little, like there's like a little bit of competitive,
hell
you know.
Yeah.
Like I was doing better than that guy. Yeah, but again, yeah. You know, we understand the difference between the two of them.
Right.
But not that it makes it better. They lost the game, he didn't pitch good, to say all of that stuff afterwards, but I like that he said all of that stuff afterwards. Now, next time, just be better.
That's all you gotta do. That's all you can do.
I don't want to hear you give awesome answers about how you were bad anymore.
Yeah.
You know? I like it, but I would prefer to never hear it again.
But, you know, it's a thing of being comfortable again. Because he didn't look comfortable at all.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and getting back in that comfort zone that he has where we talk about when he's throwing the ball and he's not looking at it, the leg is spinning around. Mm-hmm. He's not there.
Nope.
And it's going to take time to get there. And now it's all about, like, how do you compensate for that?
Right.
Score more
runs.
Well,
it's just so frustrating because it's like, all right, when they're not playing well, the best guys are coming back. And then the best guys come back and it's like, well, it's going to take a little while for the best guys to be themselves.
But you know what I mean?
It's just all this, you got to still wait, which it's true, but it's frustrating.
But it's true, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It is true.
But, like, the way it was talked about when he wasn't in the rotation was like, well, just wait till Spencer comes back.
Right.
And then Spencer comes back, and it's like, well, but, you know, he's not going to be himself for a while.
Because you have.
Yeah,
but,
when?
But you got to be realistic. But also, it's good to be.
You're right. I understand.
It's good to be
optimistic.
Like,
we already been waiting.
Right.
And then he came back and got hurt, and then we had to wait some more.
Right.
Now he's back again, didn't pitch good. So it's like, all right, we'll ramp it up some more, and then maybe, you know what I mean? Like, eventually, you keep waiting. Time goes by.
Yeah, it does.
Stops for no man.
And the thing about it is, we got to wait another 5 days for him to come back out there.
Right, and hopefully he's better.
Again,
I think there's a track record to say that he will be.
We've never seen him come off of injury.
Well, we have.
Major.
Because he got Tommy John in college.
Yeah, but we never see it. I didn't know nothing about Spencer Strider or anything like that.
I do think, though, just that, like, the fact that he had that, and then when we saw him, he was this electric guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right. Like,
and this wasn't technically Tommy John surgery, right?
No, but it was elbow surgery.
Right.
But, you know. You're right. Somebody tweet at you?
What?
No, somebody tweeted at us when we called it Tommy John 6 months ago.
Oh, I didn't, you know, I've been erased out.
But here's the thing. Like, okay. I mean, all of that is fine. What he said is fine. What we're talking about is fine. Like, Spencer Strider needs to be throwing the ball 99 miles an hour and striking guys out to be effective.
Yes.
We'll see if he can do it in 5 days.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about it is you got to just look at to see if there's going to be a progression as far as from this, is the next start going to be better? Because if he doesn't get hurt, he's already back to close to where he is. But
probably.
Because he just, yeah, I mean, just probably. Coming out and thinking about the anticipation, because as fans, we have that anticipation of where our favorite players are going back. It's even worse for us, for the athlete, because you're so amped up about it. And you want to do so well because you know how long, first of all, you want to do it for yourself because you know how long been since you've been able to do what you love doing. But you also, he knows and understands what fans want and expect of him. And so you want to put on a good show for them. And you got to gradually come back into it.
Right. You just hope over the course of now until September, he's able to work his way back to Cy Young caliber Spencer Strider. I think that would be also a good lesson to just keep in mind when Ronald Acuña comes back is he's not going to look like MVP Ronald Acuña right away.
No.
Hopefully at some point between when he comes back and September, he works his way into that guy. But just because they're back doesn't mean that they're back.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's the guy, but they still got to work their way back to being their best. Here's Roger Goodell talking about NFL players playing flag football in the Olympics.
I think this is news represents a great opportunity for the sport, for the NFL. It's truly the next step in making NFL football and football a global sport for men and women of all ages and all opportunities across the globe. We think that's the right thing to do, and this is a big step in accomplishing that. For our players, we think it's a tremendous opportunity for them to represent their country, to compete for a gold medal, which is the pinnacle of global sports.
Well, I think, I mean, you said it perfectly right there, Roger. This is trying to grow the brand globally.
That's right.
And that's all this is about. Don't get me about no gold medal. This is about putting more money into the pockets. They're trying to take the whole Dream Team 92, whatever, their moniker, how the game has grown globally. Now, it ain't going to grow globally like you're going to put on helmets or nothing like that. you're going to have more guys probably come.
Yeah, that's why you have to do it like this.
That's why you got
to
do it like this. But, yeah, that's what this is about. Yep. And, you know, they say you get one player per team, but if you're from another country, you can play for that team, that country's team or whatever, your country's team, if they do have a flag football team. All right. Just don't get hurt. I know they're going to have different stipulations. I know they talk about they want their people to work on or look at the surface that the players are going to be playing on and all those different things like that. I mean, I'm just curious if teams are going to allow their top flight players to play in this.
I don't think you can say no.
You can't say no.
But you can strongly encourage them not to.
Because that's like,
you know?
Then they said I got to try out for the team.
Okay.
Like how many people are on a flag football team?
I don't know. I don't know how many people make up that roster.
How many people are on a team? How many is it?
Ten
on the field at the same time?
There's just five on the field at once. Okay. And then there's 10 on the team.
Okay. A quarterback, center, two receivers.
But here's the thing. Like, it's not going to be, and maybe I'm wrong about this. Maybe it will be, but like, I doubt that it's going to be Lamar Jackson at quarterback, Ja'Marr Chase at wide receiver, Bijan Robinson or Saquon Barkley.
They keep killing me with that clip, that little still photo they keep showing about the NFL players playing flag football with Bijan's picture.
Oh, yeah?
It's the only good picture they got from the Pro Bowl, I think.
Bijan's picture with the flag on it.
Right. Yeah, and look, maybe it will be, and this will be something that the league really leans into more than they already are. The owners voting 32-0. I just think we're in a pretty like safety first era when it comes to big money guys.
Yes.
I don't think you're sending them to the Olympics to try to win a gold medal in flag football.
No.
That doesn't mean that guys that you've heard of won't go. I don't know, maybe you gotta have a name at least a little bit if the goal is to grow the
thing.
Like,
I would think that you would want a quarterback that can move all those different things.
Like Kyler.
Okay.
Maybe
Kyler would kick ass.
He would be great at it.
He'd be great at it.
To me, Kyler is the ideal quarterback for that. Now, he also has a $200-something million contract. Yeah. So the Cardinals are like, pump the brakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Send Penix. Like, no, we don't want to.
It would be great to have that. But, I mean, hey, they approved it. I mean, it's amazing they can approve. Rightfully so, because it's putting money in their pockets and everything. But they can't figure out what if and how to vote on the tush push, because they just walked out of the meeting.
Yeah.
And what did Diana Reese say? The owners are heading into a privileged session to further debate and vote on the future of the tush push.
Wait, they have to do
with
more?
No vote coming in the general session, sources say.
Okay.
We all continue to wait.
Okay, great.
Like, what?
Well, it's hard because
why?
Well, here's why. Because it's easy to vote on flag football, because flag football, the presentation is, here's how this can make you all money.
Right.
The tush push is like, does it cost us money or make us money?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what to do then. It might not make anybody. Well, it might make money. I'm not sure.
Goodness.
That's everything they do is in the pursuit of more money. Right.
Without a doubt.
Right? Pretty simple. If you just look at it from that perspective, that's why the tush push is so complicated. Because are people getting hurt? No, not really.
Not really.
But is it unfair? Kind of. But then you should do it.
They don't have any data, recent data. They're trying to use future data, Andy.
How can you do future data?
They're trying to use it as, well, there could be a catastrophic injury.
Future data is made up.
What the hell are y'all talking about?
They got Chris Berman in there with the Schwami hat on?
Like, it's unbelievable.
Trying to tell him the future?
It's unbelievable that they can't come up with yes or no.
Oh, man. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs as the Oklahoma City Thunder had a very good second half last night. They're up 1-0 in the Western Conference Finals. The East Finals start tonight as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We will keep you updated with minute-by-minute coverage of the tush-push vote. The NFL's all over it. They're going to come to a conclusion today. We're waiting with bated breath to find out what they do. But it seems like they probably will actually come to a conclusion today because they've gone to a special session to vote on it, which is like, what are we doing? Anyway, join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Ally Mac this Saturday from 10 to noon at Calavan Kia in Lithia Springs. Join Ally in checking out Atlanta's largest selection of new Kias and over 350 used cars. And don't miss your chance to score a five-day cruise for two with every car sold. That's all this Saturday from 10 to noon at Calavan Kia in Lithia Springs on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Free cruise. You guys will be there.
We were.
Calavan Kia on Saturday in Lithia Springs from 10 to noon.
We will?
Yeah, they're giving away free cruises.
Oh, what's on the thing? It's on the schedule.
Huh? What?
Is it on the schedule?
I'm just joking because you guys like cruises so much.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting there like, hold on. No, I can't make that one, dog. I got another graduation.
This is a little joke.
I got another graduation.
Last couple days, I guess my jokes are starting to suck. The last couple days, you looked at me like, what are you doing?
You never know because you don't check nothing.
I'm a just key dean.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe Abe will be there.
Yeah, I don't check. I'm getting better.
Nah, you're not supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm getting better.
Allie Mack will be there. I was just saying, you know, because you're a cruiser now. And
Don't do.
You called yourself one last week.
Whoa.
You did. You called yourself one last week.
Did I say I'm a cruiser?
You used that phrase.
Or was I tongue-in-cheek?
I don't know, but I heard it. Maybe I'm not getting jokes either. But I heard it, and I was like, let me store that one away for later.
I think I had to be tongue-in-cheek.
I don't know. You did call yourself a cruiser.
And I wasn't saying it because I'm, woo! I was saying it because I'm going to be on it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's it.
All I heard was the sentence, and I thought to myself, I'm going to repeat that later.
Abe is a cruiser.
Okay.
Abe is, I don't want to say I'm forced because I don't want to go. I don't want to go, but I like to be with my family. Mm-hmm. But no, Abe's a cruiser.
Okay.
Right? Abe has memberships and all those stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I don't have that stuff.
When we discussed cruises last week, my dear friend and brother Randy McMichael referred to himself as a cruiser.
I don't want your stinking points. All right. I don't want your stinking cruise points. Okay. All right. I don't need a free upgraded room or nothing like that.
Fair enough. I'm fine
with the regular room,
all right.
Although I need a balcony. But, yeah, I'm my wife.
So you're not a cruiser then?
I'm not a cruiser by choice.
You just don't. All right.
I'm not a cruiser. Is that better?
Yeah, and I think that's obviously true, yeah, yeah. Which is why last week when you called yourself one, I was like, all right, weird.
You may not want the points, but I bet you have them.
I'm definitely going to save that one for later.
I bet you have an account with points. You probably already redeemed some.
I don't know how to do that stuff. Redeem.
But I bet somebody knows.
Yeah, I don't know how to redeem all that stuff.
You just really don't like being called anything. Like, anytime I've ever been like, you're like, no, I'm not. It's like, well, I mean, you kind of are. Like, if you said it, you know what I mean?
Right.
I like it.
Yeah, but no.
Would he be more accepting of it if I was like a ski vacation guy and he didn't have to put himself in that sort of next to me box?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. If Abe wasn't a cruiser, would you be more willing to be one?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's safe to say.
Got it. Got it. Because it's like, that's why you don't want to be a media guy, right? It's because of all of us media guys and how we are. Like, you don't want to be like us.
But you got to. Even though you're serious? In, you know,
what?
The Tush Push lives.
It lives.
Are you serious? So you took all that time to do that.
Well, good.
What good?
Good. It shouldn't be banned. It's a play. But, if it's so unfair, you do it.
Yeah. But no, I'm telling you. It has nothing to do with y'all. I've been around media forever. You know, being a player, you're always around media. Mm-hmm. I never got this close to y'all, to the media people.
Do you like us more now or less now?
Well, the relationships I have here, I love them. Mm-hmm. Those relationships was cool. Like, I never had a personal relationship with any media people, except for one. Ethan Skolnick was my guy down there, you know, and I like Ethan a whole lot. But he was the only one. I never gave – none of them had my number or nothing like that. Like,
yeah, which is the right way to do it.
Yeah, I ain't never been a source.
There's no need to
do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I never been a source or anything. So me and him had a close bond because my rookie year, we were really, really cool. But other than that, I'm gonna get them to fuck my phone number. Don't be calling me. That's why I'd be getting them DMs. So like – the hell is this guy? Who is this guy?
Well, that's why I have to DM you, because your number.
No, the relationship that we have here is a lot. It's a lot different. But I still don't want to be associated with the name, meaning I don't want it on my chest.
Ever?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to.
We can't get there?
There are certain things I'm not giving in on. Right. That's one of them. Y'all can please stop sending me damn pictures of the apple flavor. I know they have them.
Yeah. You're not going to drink
them. And I'm not going to drink them. And yes, it has cost me to say that. But.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
You're standing on your print, or I guess standing on business.
Yeah.
Or but, off of it.
But.
Because there could have been business.
Yeah.
If you would have been willing to drink it. Ray was like, no, I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not doing
it. Right. Fair enough. Fair enough. Let's hear one of the storylines coming out of game one of the Western Conference Finals last night was related to this play.
Shea up the left side to the baseline on McDaniels. Floats it up, counts it, it goes, and it goes! Falling down, Shea lost it home. McDaniels trips him up, and and one coming for the MVP. Listen to the crowd.
Yeah, he's probably going to be named MVP tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder go up 1-0 last night, 114-88. It was a pretty good game in the first half. In fact, Minnesota was leading at halftime. Felt like they should have been up by double digits at halftime. Oklahoma City cut into it and then went on a huge run in the third quarter.
They were doing so well, and Ant took a foul that he should have took. Mm-hmm. And then that put Shea on the line, and they cut it to 48-44 before half. And then, you know, Oklahoma just basically took over the game and everything. And, I mean, you gotta do more. 13 shots is not enough. Now, they were throwing bodies at him. We talked about – I don't know if we said it on the air, but we talked about the switching that they could do. They got guys that can guard him one-on-one, but it wasn't necessarily always one-on-one. It was one-on-three. Mm-hmm. And those guys, they got to hit shots. That's what we talked about. Now, I was reading them, boy – they got to hit shots.
Nas Reed's 1-for-11 last night.
They got to hit shots.
Dante DiVincenzo's 3-for-14. Nikhil Alexander-Walker's 3-for-11. So, I mean, you know, the obvious thing to say about that is what you always say in playoff series is, okay, roll guys on the road.
Yeah, right. You got to, I guess. You got
to
hit shots, man. I think that was one of the keys to it last night. And then Shea got going. He got to his spots.
You mean the free throw line?
It's a frustrating thing. I think Shea Gilgeous is a baller.
Of course he is.
He's a straight up baller. But that he does that, it irritates the hell out of me because why does he get the benefit of the doubt? You can call it either way, but he always gets the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, no, I think two things can be true at once. He's a baller. He deserves to be the MVP. He's an incredible player to watch. He also foul baits, and it's horrible viewing.
Yeah.
Like, it's really unfun to watch when the refs are rewarding it the way that they were last night. And that's the thing that kind of frustrates me about it. before I kind of give him a little bit of like a little bit of credit, because I think he does it slightly differently than other guys do it, but I'll get there in a minute. The thing that frustrates me about it is the way that these playoffs have been officiated throughout, they haven't really been rewarding that.
Right.
Like, if you're actively searching for fouls, they're not sending you to the free throw line. They're trying to make you play basketball.
Right.
Last night, he got the regular season home court against a bum-ass team whistle.
Yes.
That's what they got. Unfortunately, it was the Western Conference Finals. This has been going on all year, by the way. Like, I know more people are watching now, so it's a bigger conversation. But, like, SGA, Jalen Brunson, obviously James Harden, Trey does it too. Like, a lot of guards in the NBA are doing this. Trey seems like the one that kind of got the moniker hung on him because there was so much conversation about, and maybe he's smaller, so it's more obvious. I really don't know. But he's the one that gets talked about doing it more than some of these other guys. I will give Shea a little bit of credit in that when he does it, it seems like he still actively tries to make the shot.
He does.
Like, that one went in. I think he had another and one.
He did.
I don't know if I've ever seen James Harden actually make it an and one because all he does is stick his arms out and then flail and throw it up. Like, SGA is really trying to, like, absorb the contact and still make the basket.
Right.
But he's still actively searching for fouls, and he was rewarded last night. He went 11 for 14 from the line. Half of his points almost were at the line last night.
And he got frustrated. And, man, we saw the tech he got by throwing the ball at him, and then he was over there trying to talk to him and the referees and, like, baseline, damn, dog. You know, and that's the one thing about Ant is that he's got to be smarter when he's on Shea because of what he's trying to do. You can't get the foul that he got before halftime by standing over him and holding him down. You can't get that foul.
Yeah, because it's a frustration.
It's a frustration. Exactly. You can't get those personal fouls because when, especially when you're about to get out of the quarter without being in the penalty, that put him in a penalty. That got Shea to the line because he was out of all kind of sorts with his offensive game.
Yeah, he was terrible in the first
half. And then you got him an opportunity to see the ball go in. But then that second half, their defense just turned up.
Yep. It's what it is.
And then, you know, you're getting lobs at the rim. Chet was really, really good last night. Had 9 points in like the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. Yep. So, I mean, able to you know, the biggest thing was take those turnovers, not just have them, but score off the turnovers, which they've been, I think, the best in the league. Yep. But, yeah, Ant-Man's got to be more aggressive. I saw the stat this morning. His average shot attempt was 25 feet.
Wow.
And so he had one shot at the rim.
Wow.
Like, and he had good his shots. The ball was going in.
Yeah,
but it was coming out.
There were a few in and outs.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, he led the league in 3-point shooting this year. He can do that.
Right.
But I still think he's at his best when he's attacking and making you pay for it because not only is he great at finishing at the rim, that gets them in foul trouble too. And it opens up other things for other. So many of those shots at Nasri, I know he went 1 for 11, so I'm not trying to excuse him, but like, so many of those shots he took were like 2 seconds left on the shot. Get the Nas in the corner, and he's trying to get it off before the shot clock expires. Like, looks. And a lot of that starts from Ant going to the rim. But that's credit to the Thunder for having so many different combinations of looks to confuse them. That's what I talked about after the game. Mm-hmm. They're like, just when you think maybe getting into a rhythm.
Oh, there's somebody.
They come down, throw a different switch at you. Or they trap you over here. Or if you go left, they're not going to trap you.
What's like, their coach name?
Degnault.
Degnault's really good.
Yeah, he's a really good coach.
Really good coach. Because he did the same thing in Game 7 against Joker. You switch it up. You put Alex Caruso on you. Like, what the hell? And then.
That shouldn't be, by the way. Yeah. That shouldn't be like the. Oh, no, we can't figure it out.
Yeah, but you know? I know it was crazy because we were driving, so I was listening a lot of the pregame on the NBA on the NBA channel on Sirius, and old school player, Eddie Jones.
Eddie
Johnson, thank you.
Eddie Johnson.
Eddie Johnson was talking about why they were doing it is because Joker want. I got a big dude, a little guy on me. I'm going to try to back you down. Well, while you're trying to back me down, we're just going to collapse.
Yeah, we're just going to collapse.
But
that's why.
Because we don't trust your guys to shoot.
Or and they did this once. And this is what big guys almost always do in that situation is, oh, you're going to put this little guy on me? Let me back him down without the ball. You can't trap me without the ball. Let me go get close to the hoop, re-entry pass. Like, that's what guy that ever tried to get guarded by a 6'5 guard they would always do. But the first time they did it, Russell Westbrook threw the pass, and they never went back to it. Like, that, to me, that's the Nuggets issue is, like, they just have so many little systemic issues with you can't do easy stuff because you have the wrong guys.
Right.
Like they tried it once. Like, Caruso was on him. Jokic kicked it back out. He reestablished position down low. Russ tried to throw him the pass to the post, and he threw it in the fourth row. And they never went back to it.
But you know what's crazy is we talked about Shea.
Entry pass.
We talked about it's
throwing
been
entry
so,
pass.
It's like been so difficult to do that now.
They don't do it anymore, so no one knows how.
They don't
it's just like bunting in baseball.
Nobody posts up or anything.
No one can throw an entry pass, and nobody can bunt.
I'm curious. I saw this clip on the Twitter about the bunting thing, and it had to be an old film, but the guy was bunting and missed the ball, and it got him in the sweet spot.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just saying, better learn how to bunt.
Yeah, you
got. Yeah, I got him in. Oh, it got soft hands too. And then they did it in slow motion.
Yeah, but really saw it.
But yeah, saw it but crunch. Now Caruso was. He was getting a little handsy.
Yeah, yeah. They let him get away with all kinds of stuff.
But where were they at?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, do what you're going to get away with, just like the Thunder did last night. If they're going to blow the whistle like that, like if they're going to let Shea get that contact and get to the line, they're going to keep doing
it. What a great troll by the Eagles, Andy.
What do they do?
They got a picture of them doing the tush push and says push on. what a great troll. What a great troll.
I'll be honest. I am like, I know we'll talk more about it in the NFL No Huddle.
I love it.
I really thought they were going to overturn
it. I did too.
And
I'm glad they didn't. So
yeah, me too.
I ain't going to call them haters, but to all y'all, especially soft-ass Green Bay.
I agree. Eastern Conference Finals tonight. We'll talk more about it as the show goes on, but we got like 90 seconds here to preview.
They're
it.
Having a watch party at Radio City Music Hall.
That's a cool sentence to be able to say.
That is what the Knicks are doing tonight.
That's awesome.
They're having a watch party because
not everybody can get in.
Everybody can get in the garden. I bet them damn tickets are out freaking rageous.
I bet they're pricey.
They're out freaking rageous. And so
yeah, man. So, now it's gonna be a scene in the garden tonight for sure.
Yeah, man. And I'm just, you know, we know Spike's on. Is Spike back in Cannes? Because he was over there with Denzel when Denzel about to beat up a paparazzi.
Spike will be there front row.
Spike got jet money from Cannes to
Timothy Chalamet. Like there's all this emerging next era of
I saw this
Knicks
fan. This dude put together a reel about how they select who sits down there.
Oh, really?
As far as where they put them on the court and everything. And it was just so crazy because certain people who, just like anything, might get the priority to sit there, but Kylie Jenner came there and they kicked him out. And I think, what Fat Joe called the seats behind the Joe Budden seats?
Well, I thought he was with them.
No.
Isn't he with the Jenners?
No, I don't know who that guy is, but the other people other people that sit in those seats, like if they get there, they get them up out of there.
Got it. That makes sense.
Yeah, but they said,
life's all about status.
Fat Joe called them the Joe Budden seats.
Oh, and you get removed.
You got to sit behind the first row.
Dang.
I was like, oh, Joe said the Joe Budden seats.
That's too bad. What I do like about this rivalry reigniting, like nostalgia for us, is the players that were involved in it in the first time in the 90s are like back in the mix for a minute.
Yeah.
Latrell Sprewell did an interview earlier this week and said he's going to bring back the spinner shoes. The Dada spinners might come back in 2026.
For what?
For us, Randy. For
I
you and me.
I saw some old country bumpkin with some spinners on
a
box Chevy.
A lot of guys in my
box Chevy. No.
I'm not talking about the rims. I'm talking about the shoes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the rim.
Remember when he had the sneakers, the Dada sneakers that had the spinner in it?
Yeah.
He said those might come back.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
Bring them back.
I'm sure he got a whole inventory of them.
Think he's got
a whole
storage unit full of those. They don't even need to re-release them. He has all the old ones.
Exactly.
You can
see him outside with Hustle Man on the block.
I'd buy a pair for like $40. I buy a pair of Dada spinners for $40.
Free.
Yeah, I'll wear them. I'll wear them once. They probably fall apart. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle. I guess it worked. The Eagles brought in the preeminent expert in pushing tushes, and he made his case, and he won the case. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.